Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Number seven.
Tim Kawakami of The Athletic was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe this? Take a listen, because I was talking yesterday as though it was the other way around. Let me ask you what you think.
They came pretty close to trading Debo 2 years ago, and they didn't. In fact, I would say they probably were more willing to trade Debo Samuel 2 years ago after a monster season, you know, one of Kyle Shanahan's favorite players, than they are now with Ayuk. Although, the more you listen, the more you, okay, maybe they are pretty close, or at least willing to talk on Ayuk.
All right, so he says the 49ers were still closer to trading Debo a couple years ago than they are Ayuk now. Mm. And I feel like it's the other way around, but it's just a feeling, so.
But you still felt like, because you said a couple days ago, Stoddy, you don't think he's getting traded. All right, Ayuk.
Sometimes a move can be just too risky. The path of least resistance might be to overpay, if that's an overpay in your mind, and just get him back in here and see if we can win a Super Bowl.
I mean, man, that makes a lot of sense.
That's obviously the –
and
that's
take an O-lineman tonight, and you got the other rounds to bolster up the O-line and other positions of need.
But if it were that easy, we probably wouldn't be talking about it like we're talking about it right now. Jerry's in Voltron is in Oakland. Oh, he's one of our favorites. What's up, Voltron? How you doing, man?
I'm good. What about you guys?
Hey. Oh, we're good.
Okay, good. So I have a question. What do you guys think about this? If the Niners trading Brandon Ayuk, the best team for them to trade is the Raiders, because the Raiders might get from Commander the second pick. They have to give up, you know, a receiver, one of their star players. And then in order to get to be on second pick, they're going to go for their quarterback. And then the Raiders need a receiver. Who else? Best suit is the Niners, Brandon Ayuk. Tell me what you guys think about that.
I mean, it's risky. It's more risky than trying to find a number for Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, which by all accounts, Tony, I know we're. It's easy to say he's asking for the world. That is the one caveat we do not know about this puzzle. But again, you just said it, risky. And if it's about getting that damn Super Bowl that you've been close to twice in the last 5 years, Brandon Ayuk is going to remain on the outside as a threat to go with Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle, and run it back as we talk about the Warriors.
888-957-9570. Coming up in 15 minutes, we're going to visit with Brad Graham. You can check out his YouTube page, at the SF Niners. We're going to get on into all things regarding the NFL draft, which starts tonight. Goes all weekend, obviously, and the 49ers with the 31st pick. What will they do? Let's go to Vince. Vince is in the city. Hey, Vince, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Just wanted to talk about this whole Brandon Ayuk situation. I feel like the decision kind of like, it depends on how Kyle Shanahan wants to run the offense. If he wants to continue with this smash-mouth style of football, I don't see how Brandon Ayuk really fits that bill with the price tag that he wants, because you just re-signed Juwan Jennings, and he plays that role really well. And he's still a really good wide receiver. If a move has to be made, I see them maybe trading away Brandon Ayuk because, they, like I said, they got Juwan Jennings and they can go maybe beef up a line position somewhere. Or the other flip side of it is if Kyle, I feel like he might want to air it out more this season, then Deebo would be the odd man out and you would want to keep Brandon Ayuk because he is more of a pure wide receiver.
I think that's all in the equation. I think that's absolutely all in the equation. Here's another thing I was thinking about is the whole idea of Kyle Shanahan and his arrogance, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
What if Kyle Shanahan is thinking, you know, conventional wisdom is, well, we got Ayuk and he's been proven now. 4 years he's been in the league and we know what his value is and boy, if you draft a wide receiver that you hope is going to come in here and let's say start contributing halfway through the year. Don't you think Kyle Shanahan somewhere in his mind says, well, you know what? We'll go out and draft another Brandon Ayuk this year. Only the guy we draft this year will have a better attitude coming in as a rookie than Brandon Ayuk. In other words, if Brandon would have done what we wanted him to do right off the bat, he would have played right off the bat more and been more of a contributor and been ahead of where he's at now. And then maybe we would be more willing to offer him the money that he wants.
I can't say that you're wrong, but I would have to tell you then the relationship is soured between Kyle and Ayuk. And every time we hear Kyle talk about, you know, if you want to call it a doghouse that Ayuk was in a couple years ago, Stani, he talks about the kid. He glows when he talks about him from where they were, what he was, what he wanted Brandon to do. We talked about it when Brandon was having success on the field, Stani, that Brandon matured, checked all the boxes.
That's what they're
and
saying.
Now I know, you know, for me, and I do this a lot of times in sports, I envision guys in different teams in different situations. And I believe if Brandon Ayuk was on the Cowboys and he was CeeDee Lamb, he could put up those type numbers. But, so I believe Kyle knows that. And I don't think this is about.
But why would the Cowboys want Brandon Ayuk?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
But that's kind of.
It's about talent.
But right. That's kind of my point. Is I went down and I listed 10 great receivers.
You did.
Okay. Well, he's not going to those teams because they've already got great receivers. So
what if he went to the Steelers? What you know, and I know they got Pickens and Johnson.
Well, who's their quarterback?
Russell Wilson, yeah. Slash Justin Fields.
I don't know. Well, is that better than the 49ers? Will he catch more balls for the Steelers? I don't know.
Now, the thing about this whole situation is I keep going to Brandon's girlfriend, going on Twitter, you know, again, talking about this might be the last game. So that tells me they've talked about
exactly.
I look at Brandon's face on the bench. He was despondent. So all of them were. And I know he probably was looking around, Stani, like,
blaming
I only got
else.
Five targets. What the F is going
Six.
On? But, you know, again, it's about what does he want? And will money shut you up? And so if he gets the money, is him having 1,400 yards knowing I'm probably the third option on the team?
What's wrong with that? Like, what's wrong with that?
No, I'm not saying anything's wrong. But he wants to be compensated. So,
you know,
which
what?
One
like,
is it going to
he
be?
He may not be good enough to be the number one option on a really good team. Like, he might not be good enough because he might not be as good as the top eight receivers in the NFL. And then if he's not one of the top eight receivers, like, he's not as important as Christian McCaffrey on the 49ers.
Does that bother him? Like, does he think he can do more?
I'm sure he thinks he can do more, but will there ever be a time when he replaces McCaffrey in the pecking order? No chance.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so then the question becomes, who's more important, Deebo or Brandon Ayuk?
Well, I told you, if I had to pick, and I think that's going to be the situation next summer for the Niners, it would be Ayuk for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I really don't know how to.
But you don't expect him traded tonight. We're together in that. Like, I don't see it popping up.
Who knows? There's certainly been a lot of talk about it. How are the 49ers positioning themselves with this Ayuk situation? Here's Kawakami.
The 49ers are positioning themselves around the league that they could trade Ayuk. Maybe that's the way to get the best trade offer. Maybe you put a scare in Ayuk. I don't know. That's how they're positioning it the way I've heard. And I think Ayuk's camp is positioning it. Yeah, fine, trade us. We're going to go somewhere that will pass. We just want to get what's right. Both sides, maybe it's a stare down. Maybe it's a game of chicken. But you know what? Games of chicken sometimes end up in crashes. So I'm going to wait. It's going to be very dramatic. I guess there's a potential they could even do it the next day for a second-round pick. I think that would be silly. I think Brandon Ayuk, if you're going to trade him, you got to get a really good first-round pick and get a receiver that you know can plug right in there, because if they trade him for a second-round pick, boy, I think they really take a step backwards in this quest to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I agree with them.
Because all my sources are saying they're asking for a boatload.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
so they're not
if he
just,
were out of town,
like you
he
can't,
would make your offense lesser.
No, I'm just saying, if the 49ers can say, no, we're interested in trading Ayuk. Okay, what do you want for him? Two firsts. You're not getting two firsts. Yeah. But no, we're interested in moving him. Well, you're not really interested. And this is, I always come back to the Garoppolo
thing. But what do you get from that? Scaring Ayuk? Because at the end of the day, when Tim said scare, I'm like, okay, Tim, you could put a scare in him. But I don't believe that's going to say, okay, you know what? I don't want that amount of money. Give me half of that and I'll be good. Like, the fear factor is, to me, pay me what my team thinks I'm worth. And that's the one piece
21.
We're missing.
We think you're worth $21 million.
Then you got to get me out of here.
Okay.
Or I ain't reporting.
Well, we're looking for two firsts. We're looking for two firsts.
Well, you don't
we're
get
probably
that.
Not. We're probably not going to get it.
I don't think you're getting
and
that.
And then I'll tell you what, we'll catch you after the draft. And I'll tell you what, you're going to take 21 or 22. Yeah. You just will, because that's the way we do it here in San Francisco. Like, they're not going to pay him,
man.
Something they don't want to pay him. By the way, coming up in 10 minutes, Brad Graham. We're talking San Francisco 49ers draft. Brad Graham, you can check out his stuff on YouTube at the SF Niners. Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Appreciating the listening to the conversation, good talk. But you know, I've been listening all week with the draft build up, and it's all been about Ayuk.
Yeah,
I get it; it's a hot topic, but I think that's kind of distracting what the 49ers really need, and that's the offensive line and secondary. Because you look last year, they used zero draft capital on the offensive line; they didn't sign anybody the whole offseason.
Right.
You know, and then you look at the secondary. I mean, we had to resort to guys like Jason Verrett and Deontay Johnson. Like, I think that's something they need to worry about more than who's playing receiver, because last year we had to have George Kittle in the Super Bowl stay and help our right tackle the block. Ayuk had a good season, but right now we have to get the trenches intact. I mean, it wasn't too long ago we got all four quarterbacks hurt. I mean, protection is important. And our secondary is, I get we have a good pass rush, but we've been getting by with guys. You know, I know Ward had an all-pro type season. Hopefully he can, get another one in there. But I think secondary is we're lacking depth. And offensive line has always been kind of a question mark. Because if you lose Trent Williams, all hell breaks loose. That's all everybody talks about. So we're so dependent on one person on the offensive line. So, yeah, I get Ayuk is a hot topic, but because they didn't really do anything this offseason so thus far to address those positions. So I think tonight is very important. So more so than receiver, offensive line and secondary help.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Appreciate
and I think that's going to be
the call.
Offensive lineman.
How much, E?
4.9.
$4.9 million, Juwan Jennings? I mean, see, that's the way sometimes businesses in the Niners would look at things. So we have Juwan Jennings for $5 million. Why would we pay Brandon Ayuk $25 million? He's not five times better than Juwan Jennings. So can you pay Juwan Jennings $5 million? You lose a little bit of production or a certain amount of production at wide receiver, and then you upgrade everywhere else so that maybe Brock Purdy's got more time? Can you be a better football team?
Yeah, more time to do what, though, Stoney, if you're throwing the left?
To Jennings? Third and one, Juwan?
Jennings is good, but
he's real good.
He's not worth the first. Like, Ayuk's a baller, Stoney.
He is. But could they? Like,
they could, but that would be.
I don't see the idea that if we lose Ayuk, we're in big, big trouble. Like, I don't think the Niners look at it like that. I think they're saying, obviously, we want Ayuk. But we've got somebody under contract who we think is pretty good.
Well, what did you draft him for? He turned in everything you drafted him for, right?
No. They don't think he turned in to a $30 million receiver.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.